Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
To see Corey on Monday, wasn't it? Brought the pickles, huh? You notice how much he had one cut up all the way around. Did you notice who ate almost all of them?
Wheels.
No, me.
You?
Oh, no. I did.
Yeah, you did.
I kept nibbling on those. I don't even know if Wheels had any. But they were all gone when we were done. That's because one guy hogged them all. I kept nibbling on that. God, my goodness, they're good.
By the way, big thanks to Alicia Taylor for taking the photos of our big day at Penn's Tavern on Monday. We got the photo album at stevejonesshow.com. You get a chance to mention that this week. So check
Wonderful.
It out. Yes.
And she did a great job. She was extremely attentive to everything.
That's how she rolls.
No, I was just really, we have a lot of really great pros around us. And just, you know, we're just really fortunate. We get to work with the people we work with and work around. Alicia did a great job. We are brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. It's going to be a hot weekend. Stock up. Nice, something nice and cold. Maybe you like a wine cooler. Water. Soft drinks, the peanuts are roasted fresh and out every day, lots of snacks, and of course, I believe we opened up with a pickle bar, which of course tells you I think it's second to none, which it is. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Now, we took a lot of, you know, I took some time at the end on Monday to thank our longtime sponsors, Brewers Outlet, Purdy, Sunbury Motors, Sunbury Motors Kia, you know, on and on. I mean, the loyalty that we have had on this show has been remarkable. We have high school football tonight, Shikellamy in action with the broadcast upgrade. They've got Montoursville this evening. Just kidding, the suit. It's just a little lighthearted banter about yonder suit. It's all right. We've got that coming up tonight. Also, Sealands Grove and Milton play tonight. Sealands Grove broadcast with Pat and Ryan on Eagle 107. Steve Williams on WMLP as well. The Milton side of it, and Lewisburg is in action with Hughesville tonight. That'll be on 100.9 The Valley. We did our high school preview yesterday. Our show today, we will have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. That will be next half hour. Then we're going to have Erica Dombach, the head coach of the Penn State women's soccer team, the defending national champions in women's soccer. They play BYU tonight. And the final half hour, the comments of Kale Sanderson. You have heard the comments of Kale Sanderson because I sent you some. What did you think, Sean?
Let's it all on the table, for sure.
Wait, there was no mincing of words in that, right?
He didn't let the emotions get the best of him when Kale has always had that cool, calm demeanor. Right. If this is the one time you would expect him to go off on something, I expected it, but still, what he said, yeah. For the diehard wrestling fans, especially that follow the Olympics, it probably won't surprise a few people.
What is interesting is that, you know, he's in the usual intelligent but measured tones of Kale Sanderson. He is the single most respected voice in wrestling in this entire country. I mean, there really is only Dan Gable would be in the same category as Kale Sanderson. They're the only two, I think, that can look each other eye to eye, and one says, I know how you feel, and I know how you feel. The rest of us mortals don't. But as much as Kale Sanderson is the single most respected voice in this country, I sense it doesn't carry weight overseas. This is very much on the Olympic level, and I'll use an old term here, but I have to use it. It is a Soviet-dominated sport. And the reason I use Soviet and not Russian is that you have to include Georgia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and all the old Soviet satellites. That's the sphere of influence in the sport. They're pros over there. Okay, in Russia and in the old Soviet satellites, they are pros when it comes to freestyle wrestling. They are the creme de la creme. They drive the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris. Probably the next power in this thing is probably Iran, believe it or not. And the United States obviously is right there, too. Japan's good. But the United States is right there, too. But the Soviet/Russian influence is heavy. And the corruption within the sport is heavy. That happens to be one of the reasons why they were struggling to keep their Olympic accreditation. And once you get to the point where you're saved, and believe me, the United States had a lot to do with the sport being saved in the Olympics. Usually when a sport is dropped, it is dropped. There's usually no go-around go, no collect $200 and keep moving. Once they drop you, you're dropped. Now you may get back later. Baseball, softball are two examples coming back in Tokyo. But the influence of the number of people in this country passionate about it helped drive the IOC to keep it in the mix. But you get a second chance. And how do you handle your second chance? More questionable officiating and more possible corruption. Now, we could sit there and we can observe it. We can talk about it. Kale Sanderson can observe it and talk about it. But you are whistling into the wind. They don't care what we think. And I'm not so sure they care what he thinks. To them, he's one of the great wrestlers of all time. He's an Olympic gold medalist himself, winning in Athens. But the influence in the sport is not here. It's over there. It is in Russia. And I don't know what you can do about it, because if they continue down this path and people keep questioning results, the next time it's on the cut line and say it doesn't make the cut, it's not coming back. If they think it's not above board, I mean, is it kind of ironic thinking the IOC would think this? I mean, the IOC, FIFA, whatever. You get to these people and they shake your heads. The corruption is unbelievable at those levels. And the same thing with this, and that's the officiating in this is that, you know, if Kale made a great point about Franklin Gomez. Franklin Gomez, of course, wrestling for Puerto Rico. And Gail's point was, I mean, Franklin Gomez is wrestling for Puerto Rico. I can't remember who he was wrestling. I can't remember what country he was wrestling against. But Franklin Gomez is not the favorite. And Franklin Gomez wrestles his heart out. He's the aggressor. He keeps attacking, attacking, attacking. And he ends up losing because they gave him a stalling point. What? He was the aggressor. How could he stall? Because we say he did. Yep, that gives you a good feeling about the competition, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then you had the scene of the two Mongolian wrestling coaches that stripped their clothes off in protest right in front of the the judges' table after their guy lost the bronze medal match and he slipped a fifth.
Well,
judges awarded a penalty point after the finish of the match.
Yep, and Cale talked about that too, and he said, look, he said, I understand how awful they felt. I understand it completely. He said, the entire world saw that part. He said, that didn't make our sport look good. Okay. So there's a lot of, he has a lot to say about it. You'll hear from him in the final half hour. Okay, fair enough. All right. We've greased the skids enough on that segment to whet the appetite. How about that? Now for the golf update. The heck with Bethpage Black. Today's phone call was, I'm going to go out and hit some balls tomorrow. Are you going to hit some balls tomorrow? I said, yeah. I said, I am. He says, I don't know if it's going to help us. I said, I don't know. He said, sometimes it makes it worse. I said, yeah, sometimes. I said, but that's okay. I said, I am bringing with me our ace in the hole. He goes, what's that? I said, I've got Moeller's parking pass for the game in the car.
Oh, ho!
Jack says, well, the opportunity to have them throw a couple of holes is at hand.
Two P words that go great together, parking pass. That is gold.
And I said, and believe me, he won't get it until we see the result we need.
It's bad to cook the books in business. We don't want to cook the scorecard at about 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if we got to do it, we got to do it. It's good enough for the Olympic wrestling tournament. It's good enough for us. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Who is that nut?
Jack Ham is going to join us on the show Monday. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record on Monday. Otto Bolton from NBC's track and field coverage will join us on Wednesday.
reporter roundtable of our high school football announcers on Thursday. We've got quite a week coming up.
Yeah, we'll have Bucknell head football coach Joe Susan. He'll be with us Tuesday afternoon, 3:35.
Very nice. So that's all coming up. I have to tell you what happened at the Spikes game last night. Cowboy Monkey Rodeo was here last night. That is a it is a tremendous draw here, by the way. It was here twice, and they ended up drawing 11,000 fans. They had 5,733 last night. They were 163 over capacity last night. And every time the Spikes score, they have this blue monster called the Nookie Monster that jumps out of the BB&T Nook. That's that notch in the wall at the 410 mark of the ballpark. And every time they score, he comes out, does his little dance, goes back in, shuts the door. Well, in the sixth inning last night, the Spikes, they won 15-3 last night. So needless to say, he danced all night. He comes out of the door, does his little dance. One of the sheep jumped out through the door onto the field. They had to stop the game for 2 to 3 minutes. And the thing's innocently wandering around the outfield. Had to reel it in last night. That was, I have to admit, I said, you won't see that at Fenway. I have seen it all. I've seen it all.
He earned his pay, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Well, finally, they could get a group of guys out there. Once he got to the warning track, they, you know, and so they got him, but then they had to drag him out. Now, he had horns, rams, so they were able to drag him out. Oh, boy. Brian Smith said on the Steve Jones Show Facebook page, see you Saturday. We are Penn State. Brian, looking forward to seeing you. I think Brian just had a birthday, didn't he? Didn't Brian just have a birthday?
I believe he did.
Yeah, happy birthday, Brian. So it's great to hear from Brian. But happy birthday, Brian, from us to you. And Tony DeFazio next half hour, then Erica Dombach, and then the comments of Kale Sanderson. Worth listening to. You heard him. I made sure you heard it earlier. But it's finally here. It's finally here. You know, let's play ball.
Oh, it was just great to hear you and Coach on the Coach's show last night. That's when you really, oh, yeah, we're now. We're now getting dialed into game week.
And they are dialing in the game week. They'll go tonight, and he says they may go back in the stadium tomorrow for a little bit. They've already been there four times, but he may go back in. Then they'll go Sunday. Monday will be off because they'll do it like now they're in the normal game week. Monday is always an off day. They always do walk-through work on Sunday. Monday's an off day. Tuesday, Wednesday, they'll do a little bit of hitting. Not a lot, but they'll do some. And should be a lot of fun. I can't wait for it to start. I did say last night that he was talking about green light, yellow light. Shane Simmons was in the yellow category. That was the addition he had. That Shane Simmons at defensive end was in the yellow category. All right. Tony DeFazio next half hour. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Ah, yes. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Without a doubt. Water, soda, wine coolers, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, of which I sampled a plenty on Monday, is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for this day in sports history. And the first televised game took place on this date, 1939, doubleheader between the Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers, 1939. 1947, Don Bankhead became the first black pitcher in Major League Baseball. In 1961, the International Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto opened. The project had been approved on September 11, 1943. 18 years later, it finally opened. And in 1998, in East Bohemia, Buffalo Sabres goalie Dominic Hasek was fined $30 for speeding when he ran his Ferrari off the road and hit a tree. What's worse, the $30 fine or the fact that it was, you just busted up your Ferrari, man? All right. Still to come, Erica Dombach, defending national champion Penn State women's soccer team, playing tonight against BYU. We're going to hear from her. Final half hour, the comments of Kale Sanderson on the Olympic officiating. But first, we will get to Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome. I'll freely admit, Tony, I have not watched a single play, I think, of any preseason game. I think I briefly watched like two series of the Rams-Cowboys game just to see the Rams back in Los Angeles, but that's been it. I haven't seen the Steelers or the Eagles play. Is there any real talk about what's going on in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, or is it dormant like everything else, it seems?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's been possible, really, for anybody but the coaching staff to have any real idea of what to expect come September. Mike Tomlin has been far more conservative than he ever has with, you know, holding his players out. Now, when you look at the guys, you know, some of the guys like Ben Roethlisberger certainly understand, guys like Maurkice Pouncey who have gotten hurt in meaningless games in the past. You know what those guys are going to bring when the lights come on. I guess you want to make sure you knock a little bit of rust off and you make sure that they're ready to go. But there's no reason to have those guys out there. I don't know if this is something that's going on league-wide, but certainly Tomlin has become far more conservative than he used to be as far as not playing his guys. So it does make it difficult for fans and media to have any real understanding of what exactly you have on the roster. Coaches could care less about that as long as they know, or as long as they think they know. Obviously, that's all that matters. So they'll play a little bit more tonight, and we'll get a little bit more of an understanding maybe of exactly, but other than that, I just think it is, it's very difficult. Even when the starters are playing, Steve, a lot of the times they're playing with second and third stringers around them. So.
All right. Usually the preseason, to me, the value of it is determining roster spots 38 through 45. Is there anybody out there building a case that warrants a look at getting at one of those spots?
I think the guy that I'll sort of circle right now is Tyler Matakevich, the linebacker from Temple.
Just talked about him, as a matter of fact, about the fact that he's a huge loss for Temple. He was the best linebacker I saw last year against Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, the guy just, I'm struck by when they drafted him in the last round. One of the questions was, is it tough sometimes, even though, Temple does play a pretty good schedule, is it tough sometimes to scout guys like that? And Mike Tomlin said, what's difficult about it? You turn on the tape, he makes every tackle. End of story.
Right.
And, the Steelers have, they don't have what I would call an outstanding group of linebackers, but it's very deep. They've got you know, seven guys who are capable of starting. So it's a difficult position to make the team on. So he obviously has to do it, you know, through his special teams play. But he's having a great camp. Mike Tomlin talks about him without being asked at times. So I think he's kind of one of the guys maybe. You know, he becomes one of those easy guys to root for as well. That would be a guy that I would circle as a guy to watch and, you know, maybe could get one of those remaining spots.
Yeah, I hope he does. Because there's certain guys where, you know, you can sit there and combine them and put a watch on them and so forth. And there are other guys that are football players. They know how to play the game. He knows how to play the game.
He does.
Yeah. I want to get into Pitt for a moment because I know you do a lot of work covering Pitt. What's the feel and the vibe about that camp to this point? Because obviously everybody knows around here there might be a game with Penn State in the horizon.
There might be. A lot of optimism. You know, there's no question there's a lot of optimism. Pat Narduzzi has done a nice job getting the, you know, the base fired up. They had a nice year last year. I don't want to overblow what they did.
That's exactly right. Pitt had a good year last year. They did not have an awesome, incredible off the chart. They had a good year, and it should not be portrayed as anything more than that.
Right. They made some progress, but again, you know, from where they were coming from, they should make progress. And to Narduzzi's credit, they did. They made a little bit of progress.
Sure.
They bring a lot back. You know, most of the talk, and it's hard not to talk about James Conner when you realize that, you know, he's going full speed right now. And the fact that, you know, I don't think anybody had any idea what his future might be. So that's sort of what a lot of the talk has been. You know, that's probably the most exciting thing about what's going on in camp. But it's going to be interesting to watch, Steve. They've got a lot of good running backs. They should have a good offensive line. And they've got major question marks on a lot of other spots. So, including, I think, a lot of the defensive, the secondary, the line. It just should be interesting to see what he's able to do. Their schedule's tough, Steve. I think they could be an improved team, but you might not see it in their win-loss record.
What about Nathan Peterman, the transfer from NC State? He threw for over 2,000 last year, but there's no Tyler Boyd this year. How much of a difference could that make for him?
It's going to be a big deal. He lost his tight end, J.P. Holtz. He lost Tyler Boyd. And they didn't really have a great option last year outside of Tyler Boyd. Now, Dontez Ford did a nice job. He averaged almost 20 yards a catch.
Yeah.
But he's a solid Division I wide receiver. I don't think he's anything more than that either. And so there's a huge hole now without Tyler Boyd. Ford's the only guy that they know they can count on. And really, it's a bunch of guys trying to get on the field. Wouldn't surprise me if you see six or seven or eight guys play the first couple of weeks until the coaches get comfortable with who their receivers are. Peterman is a don't turn the ball over kind of a quarterback. I don't know that he's necessarily much more than that. And quite frankly, this is his third offensive coordinator in as many years. So as much stability as Pitt has from last year to this year, they lose another offensive coordinator. Jim Chaney left. They've got Matt Canada on board now. So this is the third offensive coordinator in as many years for Nathan Peterman, which it's good to have a returning starter, but it's always tough to change coordinators.
And I've seen Matt Canada as a coordinator before, so I probably see more of Matt Canada as a coordinator than Pitt fans have. So no offense, but I have. The Pirates. Boy, that's quite a homestand.
They gave everything back, right? They go 5-1 on the road. Come back, go 1-5 at home. Yeah, they've been so streaky. I don't know how else to describe them. That's exactly the past four series, the road trip and the homestand, may better define them this year than anything. 5-1 against two very, very tough teams, two playoff teams on the road. Come back and go 1-5 at home.
And but I want to get to McCutchen for a moment. He drove in three last night, and I thought there were times he had a good West Coast trip. Are we seeing some signs of life here?
You know, he had a really good West Coast trip, and then, like the rest of the team, sort of disappeared for most of those six games at home. The offense was especially quiet during that homestand. That was the biggest issue, was not the pitching, really, but the offense. So I think everyone sort of thought that he was turning the corner, and then he kind of goes missing for six games, and again he had, like you said, had a great, hard to have a better night than he did last night, put the team on his back. But Maybe we're seeing a little bit of a turn the corner. He's got the average up to 250, and that sounds unbelievable to say, but that's as high as it's been in months.
Right.
You know, and it's not easy to bring your average up in late August. So he is hitting better. He's playing a little bit better defense. He's maybe there's a bit of a hop in his step right now. I don't know. But I wouldn't say he's back, but he's contributing. He was a weak link for a long time. He's at least to the point, Steve, where he's contributing, you know, on a relatively regular basis.
But they don't have the ace, Tony. I mean, that to me, in the end, that ends up being a crusher for a team. You know, there's no Bumgarner, there's no Kershaw, there's no Lester, there's no Arrieta. I mean, they don't have that guy they can hand the ball to, and a dozen times a year is going to give you 7 or 8 innings. And to me, I find that to be a gigantic hole in this team.
We thought that Gerrit Cole was going to be that guy after the season he had last year. He was 19 and I think 11 last year.
Terrific.
It really looked like the guy who was poised to take that next step. And I think even throughout the first half of the season, I think people thought, okay, once he gets off the DL, we're going to see him come out and dominate. And Steve, this is almost impossible to say, but it's been true over the past 6 or 7 weeks. He has been the weak link in a staff that includes 2 rookies, Ivan Nova and Ryan Vogelsong. The worst starting pitcher out of those 5 guys over the past, like I said, 6 weeks or so, has been Gerrit Cole. That's impossible to say, but it's been true.
Big statement. Tony, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great, Steve. Thank you.
Erica Dombach in the next half hour on the national champion Penn State women's soccer team. They have 16th-ranked BYU tonight. Final half hour, Kale Sanderson's extensive comments on Olympic officiating in the wrestling tournament in Rio de Janeiro. Do not count him among the enamored with it. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK. What the heck? Let's all go to Brewers Outlet. The Friday night. Let's kick it into gear. It's another American weekend. All right, so let's just have fun. Let's enjoy it. You earned it. You worked hard all week. Go to Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And imports the best is microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. Boy, he brought that sliced pickle out like, this is great. Every commercial break, boom, 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 have a 4 or 5. I was bad the other day, wasn't I? And, of course, I'm the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf. And, by the way, our thanks to Liz and Tom, outstanding hosts at Penn's Tavern on Monday. That was a truly memorable evening. Atmosphere, restaurant, food, friends, weather-wise, atmosphere.
Yeah, get to our podcast page at stevejonesshow.com if you missed Monday's episode. Instant classic. You and Wheels just crushed it. Oh, it was great.
Oh, we had a great time.
You sure did. Everybody did.
Well, tonight high school football gets rolling. Chickalemme will be taking on Montoursville. It is Sealands Grove against Milton, and it's Lewisburg against Hughesville. Does Danville play tonight? Do they open tonight? Some teams, like for example, State College is not going to open until next week. So some teams are not everybody's opening tonight. Is Danville opening tonight?
They do. They play at Danville. Pretty much all the District 4 teams, they decided on doing the 10-game schedule.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So the suit
will be in the stands.
Was he pacing?
A little bit today. I can kind of tell. A little antsy, a little anxious.
He knows he's not playing, right?
Last I checked.
And eligibility up and no speed.
Not only the kiddo playing tonight, but also a member of the band, too. From what I hear, Daniel's the only senior football player that's also in the band. Plays trumpet.
Yeah, I know that, but he can't play during the game. What, is he going to go out at halftime?
He performs at halftime, yeah, with the uni on and everything. His football uniform, obviously.
Yeah. So much for adjustments involving him. They're already in.
Adjusting that, too. I mean, if he's not in there, he's not getting the who's he going to get the halftime adjustments from? That's obviously from one of his teammates as he walks off the field after the halftime performance.
We made a change. You weren't supposed to be there.
Why?
Well, more power to him. There is nothing like a Friday night. I've said this so many times. It's in Pennsylvania. And I know it's still the summer, but when football season starts, it's the fall. There's nothing like it. Especially when you get into mid to late September into and all the way through October. When you get to that seven-week period from early to mid-September to the end of October, I mean, that's wow time. You know that? Yeah, the weather gets a little crisper. The leaves turn a bit. Yeah, you may need a jacket when you go to the game. Everybody's there. They're having some sort of hot beverage. I don't care if it's hot apple cider or hot cocoa or maybe a cup of coffee, something. Oh, it's just great. You can smell the food at the concession stand. Game going on. Now that, I was talking about, enjoy a great American weekend. That's part of a great American weekend right there. That starts on a Friday night. Yeah, I know. They're going to have to hydrate tonight. I mean, across the board. Because it was 88 when I came over to the Sunbury Motor Studio. 88. That's usually not what you expect in an opener, but we're starting a week earlier.
This has to be the week, too, where coaches, you got to put in perspective. You're not as great as you think you are. You're not as bad as you think you are. And just trying to, hash out who's going to step up, especially with so many teams across the valley. We talked about in the roundtable yesterday that, it's which of these young teams are going to gel as we move through the season.
That's what makes it unpredictable. You don't know. I mean, I realize that, more regional schools, but, you don't know how much talent you have in your town. You don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows, really. I mean, returning guys you have a feel for. There's no question about that. But suddenly there's a freshman or a sophomore that steps up and plays. You're like, wow, we might be better than we thought. Or you're just so young, you can't handle it. And you hope as time goes, you're not ruining their confidence. What I'd like to know is what the numbers are like in terms of the number of players coming out. Are the numbers staying steady for the number of players coming out? I hope that's happening. But it sure is, it sure is different. It sure is magical. That Friday night feel. I know they had the book and the movie Friday Night Lights about Texas. But it's absolutely Pennsylvania. Ohio's a lot like this. California, Texas. Sure is special. And tonight on Eagle 107, we'll have Selins Grove against Milton and the Milton broadcast with Steve Williams on WMLP. Lewisburg and Hughesville on 100.9 The Valley. And tonight here on News Radio 1070, WKOK, Shikellamy and Montoursville.
You can catch me then over on Eagle 107. We'll wrap up the night with game night.
Sean will have that tonight. And don't forget, WKOK online and with the app. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores all night long.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.